Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hancomp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today we celebrate the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. For us Catholics, it's a day of opportunity. Monday, December 8th, 2025. St. Luke writes in his Gospel, "The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, 'Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you.' But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be." On this holy day of the Immaculate Conception, the Church invites us to contemplate not only the purity of Mary, but the mystery of God's initiative. How divine grace prepares a soul for an eternal yes. Before Mary ever spoke her fiat, before she could understand the path that would unfold before her, grace had already gone before her. She was conceived without sin, not as an exemption from humanity, but as the fullest expression of what humanity was always meant to be, wholly open to God. The angel's greeting, "Hail, full of grace," reveals something that even Mary herself did not yet grasp. The Lord's gaze has rested upon her from the beginning, clothing her with the light of His favor. Grace precedes awareness. God's love arrives before we even know we need it. In Mary, we see the truth of our own story, that before we ever respond to God, He has already chosen us, already called us beloved. And yet, even in her sinlessness, Mary's first response is not ease or confidence, but wonder and trembling. She was greatly troubled and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Here is the paradox of holiness. Those closest to God are often the most aware of their smallness. Mary's purity does not make her distant or untouchable. It makes her profoundly human. She listens. She questions. She reflects. The models of faith that is contemplative before it is active, one that holds mystery in silence until it becomes clear how to move. We still live in a world that prizes clarity and control, yet the Immaculate Conception invites us into a deeper stillness. Like Mary, we are called to ponder before we act, to let grace reveal itself in the quiet spaces of the heart. Holiness begins not in striving, but in receptivity, in allowing ourselves to be seen by God as we are, and to believe that His gaze upon us is love. When we honor Mary today, we do more than admire her. We remember that her story touches ours. The same grace that formed her from the first moment of life is at work in us. It seeks to free us, not from our humanity, but from the chains that distort it. Each time we turn toward God, each time we allow His Word to dwell within us, we share in that immaculate renewal. We become, like Mary, bearers of Christ to the world. So today, let us pray for the grace of her heart, a heart that listens, that trusts, and that says yes, even when the path ahead is hidden. May her purity not make us feel unworthy, but hopeful. For what God accomplished in her, he desires to begin in us, a new creation shaped by mercy, shining with grace. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to share them with others in your life and ask them to join us here each day as we share a word from My Hermitage. May God bless you and keep you safe. Amen.